The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the host of this show, Eric Metaxas, is a demanding taskmaster.
For example, he insists on my announcing this show at all hours of the day and night. In other words, whenever you listen to it, I must announce it. That's the rule. So please,
please, try and listen to this show at a reasonable time.
My wife and kids never get a good night's sleep, and it's destroying our family. Hey, no pressure.
Hey, folks, guess what, Alvin? Guess what?
Hey, why?
Today's the 11th of July.
It is.
Which is a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just want to say this.
Okay.
We have a show today, folks, in a couple of minutes. This is absolutely blockbuster news. This is historic. I don't think we've ever done anything on this program that equals this. As most people know, I wrote a book about the Third Reich. I wrote a book about World War II called Bonhoeffer. And in the course of that, I learned a lot about Adolf Hitler. But growing up in a family where my mom was German, my grandmother's German, they grew up during this time in Germany, I heard a lot of things. One of the things that you often heard was that Hitler's paternal grandfather, was a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Schickelgruber family. And a lot of fun was made of that behind his back. Sometimes if you watch the Three Stooges making fun of Hitler, they call him Schickelgruber.
Yeah, you'd have to do it behind his back, okay?
Right? Of course.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is that the rumor persisted that his grandmother, which is to say his father, Alois's mother, fathered Hitler's father, gave birth to Hitler's father, but that the father was a Jew, an employer of the woman who was Hitler's grandmother, and that this was in Austria, and that it was a wealthy, prominent Jewish family. That rumor persisted for years, and to give you the background, in Nazi Germany, if you were one quarter Jewish, if you had a grandparent that was a Jew, you were considered a Jew, which is to say you would be denied everything, employment and ultimately life. You'd be sent to a concentration camp. You weren't treated appreciably differently if you were 25% Jewish. You were treated as a Jew. So the rumor persisted that Hitler was a Jew and that he hated Jews. Because his grandmother, he perceived, had been taken advantage of by this Jewish employer, and on and on and on. But this was debunked somewhat in 1957, and you don't hear much about this anymore. We have, as our guest today, Dr. Leonard Sachs. He has been on this program before. He has written an article, you'll hear all the details, in a peer-reviewed, very prestigious academic journal in which he effectively proves that Hitler was a Jew. Now think of that headline It is astounding. It will change the way we think about many things, not least Adolf Hitler and the Satanic Project to wipe out Jews from the face of the earth. So hang on, folks. We will put this on YouTube today. This is absolutely historic, mind-blowing. And because it appears in an academic journal, you haven't heard about it until now,
right.
Until this program.
Right.
And so it's just a thrill, I have to say, to break this kind of monster news. It's a thrill. It's an honor. And we're so happy we get to share it with you. Now, Albin, we have the moon landing. The 50th anniversary of the moon landing is coming up next weekend.
That's right. Yeah.
Not this weekend, but next weekend. And we are going to have a few special programs next week about the moon landing.
Yes.
We've got our old friend Bill Federer.
Oh, boy.
Spitting facts upon facts. A welter, a burgeoning welter of facts.
Yeah, we love him. Yeah.
The lunar landing. We have the author of a book, One Giant Leap. Charles Fishman is coming on. Really, really, absolutely huge anniversary. So we're going to be talking about that next week. Tomorrow, we have John Zmirak.
Oh, boy.
How much do I love John Zmirak? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's a double dose this week.
Tomorrow, we got Zmirak. Yeah, we already had him on this week, but we're going to have him on tomorrow again. Okay, and then I want to make the announcement. I've said this before, but say it again. I am speaking tomorrow night, which is to say Friday night, in Massachusetts, or as Charo used to say, Machachuche.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get Charo on this program.
Gotta.
Yeah, no, we should get her
on
the
program. I know, it's my job, so I'll go.
Well, no, but we can get her. We're going to get Charo on the program.
Okay.
And Jamie Farr and all those kooky people. So we're going to I'm going to speak in Massachusetts. If you want to know where, okay, it's Northfield, Massachusetts. So it's the northern part of central Massachusetts at the Moody Center near the grave of the great evangelist, 19th century evangelist Dwight Moody. I'm speaking tomorrow night about If You Can Keep It and America. And then the next day morning, I'm speaking on, we haven't decided the subject yet. But if you want that information, you have to go to ericmetaxas.com. ericmetaxas.com. If you don't go to ericmetaxas.com, you're not going to get the details.
Yeah, don't go to .org. You won't find it.
Yes, there is no ericmetaxas.org.
No,
now,
not.
Actually, let me say this. The other thing is that after that, we're driving way up into the Adirondacks, and I'm speaking at Camp of the Woods. It is a wonderful Christian camp. I mean, it is so wonderful. We've gone there many, many, many times. And Jim Hammond, the director, is a friend. It's just one of the most delightful places I've ever been. And we're going up there.
The whole family,
this next week. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking on Tuesday night. Anybody can come to that, I think. And I'm speaking again Friday. You have to contact Camp of the Woods. Or if you go to my website, again, ericmetaxas.com, you can see when I speak. But there's people who, you know, they can drive there. They're thinking, hey, what am I going to do next Tuesday night? I don't have plans. Why don't we go here, Eric Metaxas? There'll be a book signing afterward. There's going to be balloons, bobbing for apples, face painting. And I'm kidding. There's none of that. Just book signing. And a speech
by
yours
clean,
truly.
Good, clean fun.
There's going to be no harvest festival.
No horse
No bales of hay.
No horse
None of that stuff. No bouncy castles.
No,
none of that
none
stuff.
Of that.
All right?
Cut it
None
up.
Of that's in the Bible,
Get
by
out
the
of
way.
There, kid.
You
you're,
see bouncy castles mentioned in the Bible? It is
get
unscriptural.
Get out of that bottom
And I rebuke
apple.
It. I rebuke them all. Okay, so we're going to, in a few minutes, we're talking to Leonard Sachs. Again, blockbuster news, but I want people to know that you have to go to ericmetaxas.com to find out where I'm speaking, when I'm speaking. I'm also going to be in D.C. At some point coming up. I'm going to be back. And anyway, you have to go to the website.
And sign up for the newsletter while you're there.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Please sign up for the ericmetaxas.com newsletter. There are photos. There's all kinds of stuff that we can't communicate on this wonderful program. A lot of fun stuff, a lot of links to articles, and just a lot of kooky stuff. But you have to sign up at ericmetaxas.com. You'll see it there. And we cannot go to the break without mentioning MyPillow.
No, not at all.
My hero, Mike Lindell, who invented MyPillow while still addicted to crack, like one of the most insane American entrepreneurs, just a crazy story. He has been clean for many years now. He is a follower of Christ. And everything he does, I have to say, is remarkable. They make the pillows in the United States of America. there's so much to recommend it. For my father's birthday, mm-hmm. we gave him a couple of my pillows. And, you know, what I want listeners of the show to take away is that a lot of people, either they watch it on YouTube or they listen to commercial-free podcasts. Whatever. If you want to give back to the show, we want you to support our sponsors.
Yes.
Okay? We you know, this isn't all free. We have to pay the bills. And if you support our sponsors, you're helping us. So MyPillow.com, when you go there or when your friends go there or when your enemies go there, they need to use the code Eric or Metaxas. If you use the code Eric or Metaxas, it redounds to the larger benefit of this program, and I would like to thank you. It's not easy for us to get the guests we do, I mean, it's such an honor. We get so many letters. Maybe we'll share some of those letters.
Yeah, because I think we should.
We get so many wonderful letters from people whose lives have been changed by conversations I've had with these spectacular people, these amazing people. And so I want to say, folks, if you can put in the code Eric or Metaxas when you get My Pillow, that's a way of helping support the show.
Yeah, get the sheets, get the mattress toppers, get all the...
Get it all.
A pet.
Get it
pet,
all. Put it on your
bed.
Credit card. Don't worry about it. If little kids are listening, you can steal...
No,
Soupy Sales got in big trouble. We don't have time for that. When we come back, the headline, Adolf Hitler was a Jew. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV. Okay, this is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at MyPillow.com, or if you call 800-978-3057. You have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them, but the 2-pack, lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze.
I'm sorry we can't hear the rest of this sad story, but I'm trying to do a radio show over here. My name is Eric Metaxas, and I am really excited because I'm sitting here in the studio with someone we've had on before, Dr. Leonard Sachs. First of all, a medical doctor, MD from the University of Pennsylvania, also a PhD in psychology. He's written many scholarly papers. One was called is called What Was the Cause of Nietzsche's Dementia? Today, we're going to talk about another article published in a very serious scholarly academic journal, the Journal of European Studies. The headline is Aus den Gemeinden von Burgenland, Revisiting the Question of Adolf Hitler's Paternal Grandfather. My title in a non-academic journal would be Hitler Was a Jew. That's a little bit incendiary, but according to this paper, that is a fact. Leonard Sachs, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
That's the big headline. It's shocking. People have talked about it for many years. But your article seems to take all of that to an entirely new level.
Well, sure. And it begins with Hans Frank. So Hans Frank was Adolf Hitler's personal attorney. He was also governor of Poland during the German occupation, 1939-1945. After the war ended, Hans Frank was sentenced to death at the Nuremberg trial.
Just once? When you think of evil people, yeah. The governor of Poland during the Third Reich's regime in Poland, I mean, it doesn't get darker, let's be honest,
right?
Okay, but he was Hitler's personal attorney, and he was sentenced to death. Yeah. Go ahead.
Unlike most of the defendants, he acknowledged his guilt, and he expressed remorse. He said famously, under oath, he said, a thousand years will pass, and this guilt of Germany will never be extinguished. That was very different from the other defendants.
I'm surprised to hear that. What was it about Frank then that led him to say such a thing?
He became a convert to Catholicism after his capture.
Oh, that'll do it. No, seriously, that is amazing. I just love learning new things. I had no idea of this. He became a Christian.
Yes, he became a Christian. He said, I deserve to die. I deserve death. And I have so much on my conscience. He said, I'm not trying to make any kind of deal. I am guilty. But he wrote his memoir to tell what really happened. It's very frank.
No pun intended.
Right. In his memoir, he described how in 1930, Adolf Hitler received a blackmail threat from his nephew, William Patrick Hitler.
And William Patrick Hitler.
Yes, his half-brother's son.
There's a name.
And William Patrick threatened to...
This is Alois's son?
This is So his father, Adolf Hitler's father, Alois, had a son, Alois Jr.
Right, who ran a restaurant in Berlin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By his second wife. Alois Jr. had a son by a British woman. They separated. The son of that union, William Patrick Hitler, came to Berlin in 1930 to blackmail Adolf Hitler. Now, Adolf Hitler now is the leader of the Nazi Party, but he hasn't won anything yet. He hasn't been appointed anything. And William Patrick says, I'm going to tell the whole world that your grandfather was a Jew.
Now, why would William Patrick Hitler
want to blackmail his
to get,
his
to get money.
Well,
to
no,
get,
obviously. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, normally family members protect their own and protect their secrets. What was it? Do we know?
William Patrick was out of work and starving, and now his father-in-law has become. Oh, excuse me, his uncle, not his father-in-law. His uncle has become suddenly a celebrity politician, leader of one of the more successful parties at that moment. And he figured, hey, maybe that's my meal
ticket.
Let's
cash in.
Yes. So Adolf Hitler then directed his personal attorney, Hans Frank, to investigate what kind of evidence does this guy have. Hans Frank described in his memoir that he investigated and discovered that there was correspondence, letters that had been written many years earlier between Adolf Hitler's grandmother, Maria Anna Schickelgruber, and a Jewish man in Graz in Austria. In 1836, Maria Anna Schickelgruber was working for this Jewish family in Graz. She was 41 years old.
What year?
1836.
Yeah.
And she was, according to the letters, impregnated by the 19-year-old son of the employer. The Jewish employer in Graz, Austria.
And this was a rape.
That's what is implied, yes. And she returned home. Her family turned her out, wanted nothing to do with her. She gave birth in the barn of a stranger, Johannes Tumaschlager, gave birth in his barn in 1837 to her son, her only son, Alois. On the baptismal record, there is no father's name entered. The father, the employer back in Graz, Austria, the Jewish man, sends her alimony. That's the word they used for 10 years to help her raise alimenta. Yes, it's basically alimony. It's money that he's sending her to help support this child that the child's grandfather, the father of the Jewish teenager, is acknowledging responsibility for. 5 years later, when the boy is 5 years old, she marries a man, Johann Georg Hiedler. He refuses to have anything to do with this boy, refuses this boy, will not allow this boy to live with them.
Okay, so we're talking about Hitler's father is the boy.
Alois, yes, Alois Schickelgruber.
Who would have been, of course, half Jewish.
Yes.
If the story is true, and then when she marries this man whose surname is Hitler.
Hiedler.
How do we spell it?
H-I-E-D-L-E-R.
H-I what?
That's part of the story. H-I-E-D-L-E-R. Johann Georg Hiedler.
Hiedler.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
He refuses to have anything to do with this boy, will not allow this boy to live in the same home with him, but instead his brother, Johann Nepomuk Hiedler, offers as a pure act of kindness to take the boy in and raise this homeless, fatherless child. Fast forward 34 years. Alois Schickelgruber is now 39 years old. Mom is dead. Mom's husband, Johann Georg Hiedler, has been dead for almost 20 years. Alois Schickelgruber then goes to the priest, the parish priest, and says, I want you to write in a name. Right now the baptismal record is blank for the father. I want you to write in the name Johann Georg Hiedler, my mother's husband. Now that really wasn't lawful. You couldn't just take a man's word. These were legal documents.
Right.
But the priest did write in the name Johann Georg Hitler. He misspelled it, H-I-T-L-E-R.
He misspelled it.
Alois Schickelgruber became Alois Hitler, H-I-T-L-E-R. He then went on and got married, and his third wife, Clara Putzel, was the mother of Adolf Hitler.
Okay, so the third wife of Alois Hitler mm-hmm. Sr.
Yes.
The third wife.
Yes.
How is it that, what's going on there?
Alois married an older woman for her money. She died. They had no children. He had a housekeeper, married her, Franziska Metzelsberger. They had a child, Alois Jr., but then she got sick, and while she was sick, he hired a woman, Clara Putzel, to look after the young ones, and then married Clara after Franziska had died, and Clara was the mother of Adolf.
Okay, so this is fascinating, because sometimes we think of people like Adolf Hitler as almost mythic figures, and we forget the nuts and bolts, how dramatic this is. But it's also interesting to think of the deep shame of not knowing who one's father is in that world. It's mm-hmm. less difficult today, but in that world, in the world of the 19th century, not to have a father, obviously was a big deal. So it's interesting that he would go to the parish priest and kind of demand that a name be filled in.
Well, if Hans Frank's stories is true, many people must have known that a Jewish man in Graz, Austria, was sending money to a Gentile right. woman in Dillesheim.
Right.
And he wanted to dispel those rumors
right.
by saying, no, Johann Georg Hitler was my father. Now, what evidence do we have, not only that this happened, but that Adolf Hitler knew it? Adolf Hitler knew this and was desperate to conceal it. Indeed, I argue that one factor driving his anti-Semitism was his intense need to prove that I'm not Jewish.
Right. If I kill a few million, you'll take me as a Gentile. Hang on, because we're going to go to a break. This is such dark stuff, but it's fascinating. Folks, I'm talking to Leonard Sachs. That's S-A-X. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Even the mildest kiss is a dandy. There'll be no love in bloom come doomsday.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The mayor of New Orleans says that city's water pumps are working at optimal capacity as Tropical Storm Barry moves toward the state's Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service says New Orleans could get 10 to 15 inches of rain Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The House Judiciary Committee has voted along party lines, authorizing a dozen new subpoenas targeting current and former Trump administration officials and associates, expanding the committee probe to include the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. President Trump expected to announce new executive action today to try to force the inclusion of a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Any such action would likely draw an immediate legal challenge. And U.S. consumer prices rose just 0.1% in June, as cheaper gas prices were offset by higher rents and auto costs. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Hey, Mike. How's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way get back home. Sleep pretty, darling. Do not
cry. Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. The headline is Hitler was a Jew. Not a joke. This is a dramatic, fascinating, tawdry, tragic story. Leonard Sachs, you've written an article which can be found at your website, leonardsachs.com. If people want to read the actual article, leonardsachs.com, look under scholarly articles. This is very important stuff. It's fascinating. Look, this was said over and over again. I think my mother, who grew up in Nazi Germany, you know, she shared with me when I was a kid, oh, yeah, people said that Hitler was part Jewish or whatever. And you thought, what is this? Is there any truth to this? You're now saying that because Hans Frank, at the end of his life, had remorse and wanted really to repent, wrote the truth about everything rather than covering it up like everyone else did or taking a cyanide pill. And so we have him on the record as saying that all this happened, that in 1930 that William Patrick Hitler wanted to blackmail his uncle on this. Now, it strikes me that Hitler would have had William Patrick Hitler killed in the Night of the Long Knives or something like that. Did that happen?
No, it didn't happen. He actually gave William Patrick a cushy job at Opel, the car manufacturer. And then
Opel?
Yes. And doing nothing, as near as we can tell, and just getting a paycheck. But then William Patrick left. The big question, and the reason why this, most historians don't believe Hans Frank. They know the story that he shared, but they don't believe him. And one of the big points I make in my paper is, why don't most historians agree?
This is kind of a linchpin of your whole argument.
It is.
And this is why I think this is very big news. Go ahead.
Yeah. If you Google who was Adolf Hitler's paternal grandfather, it'll say Johann Georg Hitler, the man that Alois claimed was his father. Well, a Austrian historian named Nicholas von Perdovich looked into this and did an interview with Der Spiegel magazine in 1957 where he says, I've looked into this very carefully. He said there was not a single Jew, kein einziger Jude, living in that part of Austria at any time prior to 1856. Therefore, Hans Frank's story cannot be true. One of the things I do in my article is I look at all the major biographies and references on Adolf Hitler. One way or another, they all go back to Nicholas von Perdovich.
To his assertion that there were no Jews.
Which he repeated in 1967 and in an article he wrote in 1989. My article, I believe, is the first to show that Nicholas von Perdovich was a Nazi sympathizer. He wrote an article in 1989 saying how wonderful Adolf Hitler was, how the Holocaust was a disaster because it was a waste of men and materials, but quoted from Mein Kampf at length.
As late as 1989?
Yes. In 1994, he said, I admire Adolf Hitler more and more. And he was offended by the suggestion that Adolf Hitler was a Viertel Jude, a one-quarter Jew. So I show that the current historical consensus is based on the assertion of a Nazi sympathizer. We didn't know that in 1957. And many of the citations cite Knopp, who cites Brigitte Hamann, who cites Perdovich. You have to dig down.
Okay, so this is typically what happens, right, is that something is written in 1957. People grab onto that narrative and ride it through the decades. And even if there is new evidence, such as came out in Der Spiegel, it just doesn't, or I don't know wherever he published his articles, it's like the narrative has, you know, left the barn and it's over. And you're telling me, no, we now know that this man who is the linchpin for those who say that Hitler's grandfather was not this Jew, suddenly he becomes the one who's suspect. It's not Frank who is the man trying to protect Hitler. On the contrary, he's trying to unburden himself and his conscience. And then you have this other man who was
a Hitler devotee trying to protect Hitler.
And the other big chunk of my article is the research I did digging through Austrian archives from the 1800s, showing that there are contemporary accounts. For example, a man files a application to start a Jewish butcher shop in that very town
okay.
in 1850, saying, look, there is already eine kleine, nun angesiedelte Gemeinde. There's already an established Jewish community here in the town in 1850.
Okay, so we know that what this gentleman asserted about there being no Jews in that part of Austria before 1856 is patently false, provably false.
Yes. And again, that's a big chunk of the article, is showing all this evidence that there was an established Jewish community in this town when this Nazi sympathizer said there was not a single Jew.
This is amazing. Now, what do you do when you're not writing incredibly dramatic articles in history? It's just so funny to me. Last time we were here, we spoke about child development.
And Boys Adrift.
We had a wonderful conversation. You wrote a book called Boys Adrift.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just amazing to me that your interests are so eclectic that you would dig into this history and produce what strikes me as dispositive evidence that Adolf Hitler was a Jew. We'll be right back. Amazing.
There comes a time.
Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com.
Oh, yeah.
ReliefFactor.com. This is how you know that I believe it works.
Okay.
I will not stop bugging all my relatives and friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I said the other day I could almost wring their necks, but that would give them pain, so I don't do that. But they have all kinds of pain, and I say to them, I promise you, at least try Relief Factor.
Yeah.
But my relatives sometimes don't listen to me because they know me so well. But to those people listening right now, you don't know me that well, please take my word for it. ReliefFactor.com. It works. It works. It works. It works. It's just if you take the Quick Start pack, for example, OK, it's only $19.99. Right. You take it for 3 weeks and you'll know whether it works. That's what I say to people. At least take it for 3 weeks. It costs almost nothing. And by the way, if it does work, it'll change your life.
Yeah.
OK, I went off it for a while. And believe me, my pain came back. So I'm telling you, ReliefFactor.com, it is natural. ReliefFactor.com. Check it out.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go. And you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
One, two, three.
Big wheels come all turning.
Where do you go from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Adolf Hitler on the Eric Metaxas Show? I'm sitting here with Lynyrd Sachs. You can find his website, Lynyrd Sachs, that's with an X, S-A-X, LynyrdSachs.com. Under scholarly articles, you can find the article which we're discussing right now. Absolutely fascinating. And you were saying, Dr. Sachs, that if Hitler knew this, which you're suggesting he certainly did, he would have wanted to spend his life expunging the stain of his Jewish ancestry, and that gave him motivation for the horror now known as the Final Solution and much else that he did before that.
Well, when you look at Hitler's anti-Semitism, there were lots of anti-Semites in Germany in 1933, but most of them had an economic rationale. They would say Jews are overrepresented in finance, in banking, and we don't like that. Hitler couldn't care less about that. Hitler's anti-Semitism is best described as sexual. So 1935.
As sexual?
Sexual, yes. Let me explain what I mean by that.
I don't know what that means, but it makes me uncomfortable.
1935, Nuremberg Laws, which he closely supervised. He said, no Gentile woman under 45 years of age can work for any Gentile employer. For any Jewish employer. No Gentile woman under 45 can work for a Jewish employer.
In other words, any woman that might be physically attractive to her employer who is a Jew, we're not going to allow that.
Right. His grandmother was 41 when she was impregnated. But he's got all – I mean, one of his first big contracts is when he becomes chancellor is awarded to the Zula Rifle Factory for over $1 million to make rifles. It's a Jewish company. He says, I don't care whether they're Jewish. I'll just buy the best rifles from whoever. So – he's not at all interested in the economic arguments. His concerns are sexual. There's no other word for it. 1938, the Anschluss. Austria becomes part of the Third Reich. He commands his army to survey the town of Dillesheim, his grandmother's home, to forcibly evacuate all residents from the town of Dillesheim, which is then blown to bits and plowed over by tanks.
You're not kidding. To eliminate
any possible trace of those letters, of his grandmother's story. Now, this is wildly out of character. And Albert Speer, in his own memoir, written in Spandau after the war, said how he got news that, hey, the Gauleiter, the Nazi leader, has put up a sign in Dillesheim saying the Führer lived here in his youth. And Hitler exploded. He said, this town must never be mentioned in connection with my name. And that idiot of a Gauleiter has gone and put up a sign. It has to be taken down at once. And Speer was puzzled because his other childhood landmarks that connect to his mother's side of the family, he was delighted when people would.
Yeah, what's the name of the town? Is it Linz?
Linz.
Linz.
Mountain
yeah.
By Linz.
He was perfectly happy.
Yes.
He put a big museum there.
Yes.
So he cared about that, but he didn't want to know about his father's
He
line.
Talked a lot about his mother. He was fond of his mother, who had died of breast cancer. But the father's side of the family, he never talked about, didn't. And
I mean, to play devil's advocate a little bit, just to get clarity here, his father, Alois, seems to have brutalized the young Adolf. I don't know the details, but that's one reason to hate him.
Well, that's one myth. That's the eyewitnesses say that wasn't really true. Yes, he spanked his kids, but all fathers.
Hey, if your kid was Hitler, wouldn't you spank him?
Yeah. but colleagues who grew up with him said his father was no different from other fathers, and he was not unusually brutal at all in care of his kids.
Interesting. Wow. Well, see, that's why I'm glad I bring stuff up, because I wouldn't know. That is fascinating. What is the name of the town that he want, that he had bulldozed?
Dillersheim.
Dillersheim.
Yeah, it's in the article.
And I suppose to this day there's not
it's
much.
Gone. That
it's gone.
Yes. You can't go. There's no, you could excavate, I suppose, but the town itself was eradicated.
But, I mean,
and there's never been an explanation as to why the German army destroyed this Austrian
look,
town.
Look, I was just going to say that itself, the fact that I don't know that, most people don't know that, that is fascinating.
Yeah.
That is really
but
fascinating.
I think it runs to something very deep, which is that humans want to belong. We want to feel comfortable that we're a member of a group. And that's a part of what it is to be human, and I don't think that that's wrong necessarily, but there's a great temptation to label people as good and evil, and I'm good and you're evil, or my nation's good and your nation's evil. And I think there's a great confusion right now in Holocaust studies that has a tendency to portray the Jews as good and the Germans as evil. I keep coming back to Solzhenitsyn. He said the line between good and evil doesn't run between nations or between religions or between political parties. The line between dividing good and evil runs through every human heart.
Well, look, if you don't have that view, you are yourself a racist. Anybody who thinks the German race is any more evil than any other race is a racist. So what you're accusing the Germans of in hating the Jews, you are yourself doing. If you say, well, the Germans are somehow inherently evil, you can hardly blame Hitler for wanting to wipe out the Jews if he believed they were evil. The idea that any race, any group is somehow inherently evil is not only fundamentally wrong, but if you have any kind of faith, you have to reject it. And so it's fascinating to me that you have people, you know, like the Goldhagen book that came out 20 years ago. They sort of want to impute more guilt to Germans as though simply by having German blood. And how is that any different than saying because you have Jewish blood, you are hateful?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Daniel Jonah Goldhagen, in his book Hitler's Willing Executioner, said that German culture is just was irredeemably evil, and that's where this came from. And I think that's just wrong on the facts, and it misunderstands the lesson of the Holocaust, which is that we all have this temptation inside us. Genesis chapter 4, verse 7, sin is crouching at the door, and it wants to have you, but you must rule over it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, wow. Thanks for also quoting Solzhenitsyn, one of the greatest quotes. What a beautiful, beautiful line. We're going to be right back. Final segment with Leonard Sachs. You can go to leonardsachs.com. That's S-A-X, leonardsachs.com. Under scholarly articles, you can find this article, which is really groundbreaking and I think ultimately will be very, very important. I'll be right back.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then a Lick-O-Chops.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House Judiciary Committee has authorized 12 new subpoenas.
expanding its ongoing probes to include the administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy.
Among those named in what some are calling a barrage of subpoenas are former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. Kelly now serves on the board of Caliburn International. That's a company connected to a privately run detention center for unaccompanied migrant children in Florida.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Barry could hit Louisiana as a weak hurricane over the weekend. The National Weather Service says New Orleans could receive 10 to 15 inches of rain Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 161 points. The NASDAQ is down 16. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Folks, normally I talk to authors of books. Today I'm talking to the author of books, but specifically he is the author of an article, a scholarly article published in the Journal of European Studies. The title, I just want to say the title, Aus den Gemeinden von Burgenland, Revisiting the Question of Adolf Hitler's Paternal Grandfather. This is mind-blowing stuff, Leonard Sachs. I have to say that based on what you've been saying, it seems to me this is how history works, right? Like decades pass with people not bothering to look into things. I mean, the fact that the man who wrote these articles in Der Spiegel and later on that 25 years pass before someone like you finally outs him as a Nazi sympathizer, as pro-Hitler, and is therefore dramatically biased.
Unreliable.
And unreliable as compared to Hans Frank, who any fair-minded person has to say, why did he say these things at the end of his life? He was clear that he wasn't trying to save his own neck, which mm-hmm. makes it clear that his conversion and his guilt and his sense of remorse were real. When was he executed, Frank?
1946.
Were there any other members of the Nazi Party like him who at the end effectively publicly repented?
Albert Speer certainly comes to mind. Albert Speer was Hitler's architect and then director of procurement. And he wrote his memoir while he was sentenced to 20 years in Spandau prison and wrote his memoir. And in his memoir, he said he recalled how Hitler was so infuriated when someone had put up a plaque by his grandmother's home. And Albert Speer, and I quote Albert Speer in my article, Albert Speer said, you know, at the time I was really puzzled because he seemed to really like it when anyone mentioned his mother's home, but now his paternal grandmother's home, he's just furious. And Albert Speer says, well, now we understand. Albert Speer, of course, knew what Hans Frank had said. They were in the same
now,
cell block.
Now, when did Speer, I thought, wrote his memoirs, what, in the 70s or something?
Well, he worked on he was imprisoned 1946 yeah. to 1966.
Yeah.
But he and Hans Frank were in adjacent cell blocks in Nuremberg.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they were talking.
Oh, my goodness.
They'd sit in the cafeteria together. And so Speer knew all about Hans
they'd
Trunks.
They'd sit in the Nuremberg cafeteria together.
Yeah, there's a great book which I cite from the American psychiatrist, Dr. Gustav Gilbert, who is fluent in German and talking with these guys in the cafeteria and described his conversations.
I mean, the conversation about Albert Speer itself is fascinating to think how closely he worked with Hitler, and they're planning these grand things. And you can't help but wonder what would it have liked if they had created Germania and all these kinds of things. And, of course, they didn't, thank the Lord. But this is such exciting, important stuff. I'm so thrilled that you contacted us to talk about this. And because, you know, we don't scour the scholarly journals, do we, Albin? No, we don't. Well, Dr. Leonard Sachs, we're out of time, but just really grateful for your work. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And folks, remember, you can go to leonardsachs.com and you can read this article if you like. I would recommend it. And then, of course, Dr. Sachs has written many books, and we've talked about those on this program.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.